Episode 9, Standardized Testing Part 1, Proctoring. Hello, and welcome back to 2-Minute Teacher Tips with Alice. Teachers are known for being high energy, which can make standardized testing challenging. In this podcast, you will hear 3 tips to make standardized testing more bearable. First, plan out your circuit. The students are arranged so that they don't see each other's monitors, but you have to be able to monitor them. What path will you walk? Are you going to get dizzy? Does your path make a loop, a horseshoe, or a down and back? If you have flexibility in your physical space, consider marking a path that allows you to walk in multiple directions rather than pace back and forth. Being able to first walk clockwise and then counterclockwise will help you stay focused. Make sure there are no extra tables or desks in your way, and keep the tissue in a central location so you can quickly deliver it to any student. Second, learn some basic breathing and stretching movements. Think back on your own PE classes or borrow from yoga or another stretch practice. Gentle neck circles, arm stretches, and breathing exercises will help pass the 45 to 75 minutes you must remain quiet and relatively still. Be sure to choose stretches and poses that allow you to monitor the room, such as turning from side to side, counting your breaths as you walk, and focusing on your posture. As you take your laps, try walking heel to toe, then toe to heel, then on your heels, then on your toes. Third, choose your footwear wisely. This is not the time to try out a new pair of heels or loafers that may pinch. Depending on the surface of your testing space, you may prefer a pair of thick socks instead of shoes. Your footwear needs to be comfortable for you to stand and monitor in, but it also needs to be quiet. Do your soles squeak? Do they let out a gasp of air? Do you scuff your feet? Make that authoritative clack as you cross the room? Leave those shoes at home and opt for a quieter pair. Thank you for listening to 2-Minute Teacher Tips with Alice. Thank you to the Teacher Practice Network, Arkansas Public School Resource Center, a project of the Center for the Future of Teaching and Learning at WestEd, with funding by the Gates Foundation.